welcome to the All Things Overlanding podcast. My name is Fletch, and I'll be your host. Are you ready for some great overlanding content? Then let's get into it. Hey there, Fletch from All Things Overlanding here. On today's episode, I'm going to be talking about, you know, we just came through Thanksgiving. I'm going to be talking about what I'm thankful for in overlanding. So if you're confused by that, if you want to know what that means, stay tuned. All Things Overlanding is brought to you by some fantastic companies. You should definitely check out the description and click through their links to see all the awesome stuff they offer. Companies like Red Arc for all your overlanding power management needs. Last US Bag, tons of amazing quality overlanding bags. Rugged Bound Supply Company, rooftop tents, awnings, roof racks, and more. And Northology Overland, guided overlanding trips and a free overlanding magazine. All right, guys. So as I mentioned in the intro here, today I'm going to be talking about what I'm thankful for in overlanding, right? So we just came through Thanksgiving. I hope you guys had a great Thanksgiving. I hope you got some good food. Maybe you talked about presents you want for Christmas and stuff. If you don't know exactly what you want yet, I will put a tag up here to my last episode where I talked about some great gift ideas for Christmas for overlanders. So definitely check that out if you haven't seen it already. But again, this week, I just wanted to kind of recap, think back a little bit. So I've been kind of doing overlanding, if you will, for probably about the last 4 or so years, maybe 5 years. I was extremely new when I first started. And when I say I've been doing it for 4 or 5 years, those first couple years, I was lucky if I got out on like 3 or 4 trips in the year. Now I'm up to hopefully maybe about 8 to 12 trips a year, sometimes more. You know, I might do 2 or 3 in a month, and then I might have a whole month where I can't go. But for the most part, I try and get out as much as possible. But I've learned a lot over that time, right? I've come to sort of realize a lot of things. I've, you know, made some great connections with people. I've, you know, created a new sort of hobby and a passion. This YouTube channel came out of it, which is a lot of fun, and I love it, and I love connecting with all you guys. And you know, it's building kind of a community for me, right? A group of friends and people that I can chat with. So again, I kind of wanted to talk through those few things that I'm thankful for today, related to overlanding.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's kazoo concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's bachelorette bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
So let's get into number one. First of all, new friends and experiences. So, you know, kind of my intent with this episode is to talk through the things that I'm thankful for, the things that I have sort of experienced as a result of getting into overlanding. And I hope that that will kind of strike a chord with you guys, that it will give you something to be excited about, that will kind of give you, you know, an example, a real world example of what just like a normal person that works a job 90% of the time and then goes out when they can get from overlanding. So again, new friends and experiences. So, you know, I've made some of the best friends that I've ever made in the world through overlanding. I've become friends with, you know, Jeremiah of Overland Pioneers through YouTube and overlanding. Got to meet him a couple years ago, and he's just been great. That's opened up a lot of opportunities for me and stuff. He's, you know, been in overlanding for quite a while. He does content creation too. So that's been really super cool. You know, I've met a number of YouTubers. I've met, you know, Mo Leisure's X-Ventures, Fries on the Side, Venture to Rome, you know, all these channels that I'll link to down below. Ozark Overland Adventures, Grant from, you know, Arkansas Off-Road, Rob from Revere Overland. You know, there's just so many of these amazing YouTubers and stuff that are in this same sort of world. And I love and cherish my friendships with all these people. So that's been really great. But then aside from like the YouTube side of it, just like the normal overlanding side, right? Like I have gotten the opportunity to go to CORE a couple times now. An amazing event. Get to meet tons of awesome people, see tons of cool builds, awesome vendors, right? You meet all these cool people that are as into the hobby as you are. And it's just really interesting and exciting to see all these other people that are into the thing that you're into, right? Like we are a tribe. Humans as a whole typically are sort of a tribe, have a tribe mentality. And we like to be accepted and feel like we're in a group with people that are like-minded or like us, you know. But what I like about overlanding is that it's like politically agnostic, religiously agnostic, right? Like it doesn't really matter what your beliefs are. We don't have to talk about that. We don't have to get into some of those arguments that may come out of that. We can just talk about gear. We can talk about trips. We can talk about rad trails that we've hit together. We can talk about awesome, amazing campsites that we've been at, you know, crazy animal experiences like being surrounded by coyotes or waking up, you know, one time in West Virginia with a big pile of bear poo next to my tent, that kind of stuff, right? You tell stories, you sit around a fire, it's almost like a Paleolithic thing, right? It's kind of like going back to our roots where we just kind of like go outside and enjoy nature and let it kind of influence us. And at the same time, you're building relationships, right? So that's kind of my first thing that is one of the most important ways that I'm thankful for overlanding, right? New friends, new experiences.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Next is the fact that it, for me anyways, has created an entirely new like hobby and passion. And I will say, if you don't know me personally, if you haven't, you know, known me for a number of years, I am one of those people that changes interests very frequently. So like, I love video games, but it comes and goes. I might go 6 months without playing a video game, and then all of a sudden I'm back and I'm playing it every day. I have an Xbox, I have VR, I have a little backbone for my phone. I like to play video games, but again, it's a flitting hobby, right? It comes and it goes. Same with, you know, I enjoy guns. I've been really interested in them, and then it wanes for a little while. And then I think about it again, and then I think, well, I have kids and I'm not going to go get a new gun, that sort of thing. But like, just there's so many things like that, right? Guns, RC cars, crawler trucks, that interests me. Drones, I'm huge into drones just for fun, just for, you know, shits and giggles. I like flying my drone. I like that stuff. Video, like at first video for me was just kind of like a fun thing that I did a couple times. Like I made like a video for the kids a time or two. And barely knew what I was doing and how to edit. And all that stuff is expensive, right? And all of it starts a new whole thing, and then you go down that rabbit hole and you get excited, and then it kind of just falls off, right? But with overlanding, I mean, I've been doing this for 4 or 5 years, which at this point is like an eighth of my life, right? And for me, that's like one of the longest that I've ever done a thing and stuck with it. And I don't like foresee that dropping off anytime soon. Like, I'm so passionate about it. I love, you know, like I'm basically the whole point of this whole video, right? Is like, I love that it brings people together. I love that it gets you new experiences. I love working on my truck. I love, you know, fixing it up. I love taking it out and exploring. I love using my gear. I love optimizing my gear and sort of building my loadout. You know, I just think that it's really cool that overlanding is like a really good, healthy habit, right? It's not, you're not taking up smoking. You're not talking about drinking. You're not talking about a vice, right? It's not like a new vice for me. It's like a very healthy thing where I, you know, communicate more with people. I get out and see people in real life more. I get to see new things. I get to experience new things, right? And it's also a very budget-friendly thing, which for me is big because I'm a dad, you know? So like I'm yelling at my kids to turn off the lights or not leave their fans on in the morning when they get up to go to school and stuff. So I never liked to like waste money on anything, but I feel like with overlanding, you know, everything is semi infinite, right? Like, yes, gear wears out and stuff, but like once you buy a thing for your setup, like for example, when I had my Xterra before, I bought a solar panel, I bought an AGM deep cycle battery. Those are moving over to the new truck. Now that I have a new vehicle, all that stuff can still be reused, right? Or it could be sold. It has value. Unlike, you know, there are a lot of things where, you know, you maybe get into a hole really deep, like let's say 3D printing. I've thought about that recently. I've been like, you know what, I should get into 3D printing. It'd be so cool. I could make stuff for overlanding. I could make stuff for my drone, that kind of thing. But I feel like that's just going to be a huge money dump, right? But with overlanding, like, again, I'll pull out some of my old gear and like give it to the kids and let them go camping in the backyard. Or there are different ways to use them, right? I'll give them to other people or sell them on Facebook Marketplace so other people can use that stuff. And I love that that's just, it's sort of like a timeless thing, right? Like now that I'm into it, I don't think if someday I ever decided I didn't want to do overlanding anymore, I don't think I'd get rid of everything. I may not have as built of a dedicated rig, but I would probably still have camping stuff and I would probably still go out and go camping. Again, I don't foresee that ever happening anytime soon, but just wanted to point it out that like this is one of those things that is like has stuck around for a really long time, and I love that about overlanding. I'm super, super thankful for it.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
All right, and then the third thing that I'm super thankful for regarding overlanding is just the community and like the culture of it. And what I mean by that is, you know, again, when I started a few years ago, it was relatively new still. I mean, you know, it's not like it was brand new 4 or 5 years ago, but it was way smaller back then than it is now. There were way less YouTubers. There was way less information on it. There were way less Facebook groups and, you know, podcasts and all that stuff back then. But what I was excited about was just, again, how nice everybody was, right? How welcoming the community was. And I love that I got to experience that. I do feel like there's been a sort of an upswing in negativity. And I think, you know, I'd be curious to hear your thoughts. Post up in the comments below and let me know what you think about that. I do feel like, unfortunately, there's been kind of an upswing in negativity. But for the most part, still, I feel like most people are helpful. That is kind of why I started that newbie overlanding Facebook group, right? And again, there's a link in the description below to that. But I just want a place where people can come that are new to it, that don't have to worry about getting just completely destroyed if they post up a dumb question, right? Like, we're going to be nice and respectful. We're going to try and help people get into this hobby, because that's what is so cool for me. Like, I love you guys that are listening on the podcast, you guys that are watching on YouTube. That's literally what keeps me going, is the fact that you guys are like commenting and saying, you know, hey, this was great. Hey, this really helped me. Hey, you know, I was looking at this piece of gear, so thanks for doing that review. Like, that's the stuff. The community for me is the best part about the whole thing. You know, do I hope someday that I could go full time with it? That's kind of the goal. I think at some point I would love to do that, but only for the reason that then I could make more content, right? Like, the part that really, really gets me excited and gets me out of bed in the morning and makes me sit down and think, you know, like for this episode, for instance, I'll show you here. I am looking at this whiteboard. Like, I wrote a bunch of notes on here, right? And so if you're on the podcast, I just held up a whiteboard and it is completely covered top to bottom with text, handwriting. But so like, I had to think about this topic. I had to think about what the things were that I wanted to talk about. I had to write them down. I had to kind of bring my mind together. I had to set all this stuff up, right? I have to record it. Now after this, I'm going to take it. I'm going to edit it. All that stuff takes time. So honestly, for this episode, for most episodes of the podcast / vlog, you're probably talking anywhere from 2 to 4 hours total by the time you get everything, you know, written, thought of, recorded, edited, uploaded, optimized, you know, tags and everything so people can find it. You got to create a thumbnail. There's a lot of work that goes into it, right? And I don't say that in a way of like, oh, I'm the best. No, I'm just so excited by you guys and the fact that you guys receive this so positively that like, none of that stuff matters to me. Like, I could be playing video games all night, right? I could just like work during the day and then at night go downstairs to my basement and turn on my TV and turn on my Xbox and just play video games all night. And I do that sometimes. Don't get me wrong. I don't not do anything, but I don't mind a few days a week spending a couple hours editing a video, putting it together, coming up with ideas for next week's videos, because again, I love that it's helping people. I love that you guys are responding so positively to it. I love that people are joining Newbie Overlanders. I love that people are joining the Patreon page. These groups, as they grow, just get so much fun, right? They're so cool and the community is so awesome. And I love that we're all aligned around this idea of helping people and treading lightly and, you know, getting out and exploring and getting to see things that most people just won't even ever know they're missing, right? So I feel like it's a very unique opportunity for all of us as a community and as a culture of overlanders to share that message with people, right? And get them out into the outdoors. That's why I try and take my kids with me whenever I can. And I'm trying to get my wife into it. We'll see how that goes. But yeah, it's just, there's so much good to be had from it, right? There's so many friendships and relationships. There's so many experiences to be had. There's such a great community to build. And there's still a ton of work left to do, right? So I again, have no plans of stopping anytime soon. I'm going to keep working on this stuff for you guys. And thank you guys for listening. Thank you for watching. Thank you for commenting. Thank you for liking, subscribing, all that stuff. It all means the world to me. So again, I'm super thankful for all those things related to overlanding. I'm super thankful for you guys. And I just look forward to continuing to do this into the future. So anyways, I hope that that was interesting for you. I hope that that was helpful. I'd love to hear from you guys in the comments too. Like, what are you thankful for? What has overlanding done for you? I know I've heard some personal stories from some subscribers and followers and stuff that have reached out to me and let me know like really cool things that overlanding has done for them. You know, a buddy recently confided in me that like he was kind of just like partying all the time and doing all this stuff. And then, you know, he got into overlanding a little while ago and it totally changed everything. Like he wanted to go every weekend instead of wanting to like go party with his friends. He wanted to take his friends out into the woods and like go camping. Right. And like, he literally said it's like saved his life. Right. And that's super cool. So anyways, again, I hope that's helpful for you. I hope that you enjoyed it. We will see you guys next week. Again, as always, if you're not, check out the Facebook page, the Instagram, the podcast. If you're on YouTube, YouTube, if you're on the podcast, check out the Patreon page, check out the Newbie Overlanders page. All that stuff's in the description below. Same with the featured partners. Awesome, awesome companies with tons of cool stuff. I definitely recommend that you check them out as well because they're all amazing. So again, thanks for watching and we will see you next week. Take care.